ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु युक्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी।
श्रीमद्भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 9 आंसर्स बाय साइटिंग द लॉर्ड्स वर्शन टेक्स्ट 34। सो दिस इज द सेकेंड वर्स ऑफ द चतुश्लोकी।
रीते
विदाउट अर्थम वैल्यू यत दैट विच प्रतीयेत अपीयर्स टू बी न नॉट प्रतीयेत अपीयर्स टू बी च एंड आत्मनि इन रिलेशन टू मी तत् that with that you must know Atmanah my mayam illusory energy yatha just as abhasha the reflection yatha as tamah the darkness. So the first consideration of memorizing is to know the meanings of the words of the verse. So you got the meanings of the words of the verses. Okay, let's also get the total understanding of the verse. Rite artham jat pratiyeta na pratiyeta chatmani. Whatever appears to be of value. Rite means without. Jat pratiyeta, which appears to be Rite artham jat pratiyeta, which appears to be na pratiyeta chatmani, na and appears to be without relation to me, which appears to be of any value. If it is without relation to me, na pratiyeta chatmani has no reality. So that is called, what is that? That doesn't have any reality? That is Maya. So what is Maya? The Maya is something that is not related to Krishna. It appears to be, but if it is not in relation to Krishna, it appears to be real, but if it is not in relation to Krishna, then it is non-existent. It's not, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Tadviddad atmano mayam. Know that to be my atmani maya, my maya, my illusory energy, and that is jatha abhasha jatha tamaha. That reflection which appears to be in darkness. That reflection that appears to be in darkness of ignorance. Okay, so now let us repeat the verse. Rite artham, rite artham jat pratiyeta. It's not rite artham. What happens when there is this inverted comma in between a word? Luptaha. What does luptaha mean? No, luptaha doesn't mean, lupta means it is, it's not, it is ha, but it is not pronounced. If this comes after a vowel. Sharavarnir pori, ota ashche. So that is rite artham, that A will be pronounced. O or ha. Now, Bangla, in Bengali, they pronounce as rite hartham. Hartham, but this ha, lupta means what?
Hidden.
Lupta means lost, yeah.
Hidden.
So it is lost. Lupta hoye geche. Lupta hoye geche mane? Nashto hoye geche. So, so that means that ha is not, that is in English it's called silent H. Silent. It's not being pronounced. And what is pronounced is the vowel that is coming before that. Rite artham. Rite artha, but this is becoming one word as rite artham. Rite artham. Yat pratiyeta. Ritirthang yat pratiyeta. Again I am hearing, Rite artang yat pratiyeta. Hari bol. Try to understand what I am saying. Not rite artang, ritirthang. Na pratyeta chatmani.
Na pratyeta chatmani. Na pratyeta chatmani. Na pratyeta chatmani.
Tad vidyadatmano mayam.
Tad vidyadatmano mayam. Tad vidyadatmano mayam. Tad vidyadatmano mayam.
Yatha bhasho yatha tamaha.
Yatha bhasho yatha tamaha. Yatha bhasho yatha tamaha. Yatha bhasho yatha tamaha.
Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta.
Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta. Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta. Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta.
Na pratyeta chātmani.
Na pratyeta chātmani. Na pratyeta chātmani. Na pratyeta chātmani.
Tad vidyād ātmano māyam.
Tad vidyād ātmano māyam. Tad vidyād
yatha bhasho yatha tamah.
Yatha bhasho yatha tamah. Yatha bhasho yatha tamah. Yatha bhasho yatha tamah.
So now should we do first two lines together? You understood what I mean? Okay. Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta. You understood what I am saying? Two lines together. Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta chātmani.
Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta chātmani. Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta chātmani. Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta chātmani.
Tad vidyād ātmano māyām yathā bhāśo yathā tamah. Now can you say the whole verse together? Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta chātmani tad vidyād ātmano māyām yathā bhāśo yathā tamah.
Ritirthaṁ yat pratyeta na pratyeta chātmani tad vidyād ātmano māyām yathā bhāśo yathā tamah.
Okay, what's the first word of the first line? Okay, how many of you remember it from the first line? Okay, his hand came up last. Pratham line to follow. Okay. Ritirthang yat pratiyeta. So say it after him. Tingvala.
Ritirthang yat pratiyeta.
Ritirthang yat pratiyeta. Ritirthang yat pratiyeta. Ritirthang yat pratiyeta.
Was the second line? First word of the second line?
No.
Okay. Okay, aap boliye. Second line kya hai? Very good. What is the first word of the third line? Okay. Mitravinda. Okay, what's the first word of the last line? Okay, Shuchandra. Okay, how many of you remember the first two lines? Okay, Shubhananda. Okay, now the next two lines. Okay, Radha Vallabh. Okay, how many of you can say the whole verse now? From the girl's side. Okay, Rangini.
Rite artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta ja atmani tat vidhyat atmano mayam yatha bhasa yatha tama.
Rite artham yat pratiyeta na pratiyeta ja atmani tat vidhyat atmano mayam
Okay, very good. So, how many of you did not memorize it by now? How many of you did not memorize it by now? Okay, so Puneet, what will you do? Very good. So the next step is to write it down in a piece of paper. Lakshminath, you memorized it? Yes, okay, very good. And you write it down in a piece of paper, and then Kevin, what will you do after that? Will you write it down in a piece of paper? Yeah, okay. So what will you do?
During the day, you recite the verse once in a while, and if we don't remember, we look at the paper.
Okay, very good. And then, to just keep it studied in your memory, what are you going to do?
Give it a tune.
Okay, give it a tune and sing. Right. Now let's hear Mitra Brinda sing it. shlokikata. You're reciting, you're not singing. Don't feel shy. Sing. You're a singer. That's reciting. Singing is different. Huh? Put it in some notation, put it in some raga. What is music? You put the words, like Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We sing in different tunes. So how do we do it? The words are there, but we put it in. Anyway, Mitravinda is feeling shy. She can sing it, I'm sure. Okay, Pundari can demonstrate. How do you sing? Malini, will you sing? Don't feel shy. Give your tune. You may not be Anup Jalota. But you can give it. You see, when you sing, then what happens? As Malini did, slowly you sing it. So when you sing it slowly, then what will happen? It will stay in your memory. Like everybody can give a tune. Now let us hear Sitaram give his tune.
Ritaritam yat pratyeta na pratyeta chatmani tad vidyat atmano mayam yathavaso yathatamah.
Very good. Sitaram is a singer. The person with many talents. Thank you. Now, Gauranga, do you want to give it a try? No? You're feeling shy. Okay. So everyone got the idea. Parshuram, you got the idea? You want to give it a tune? Okay, good. Yatha. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Rite.
Rite.
Without.
Without.
Artham.
Artham.
Value.
Value.
Yat.
Yat.
That which.
That which.
Pratyeta.
Pratyeta.
Appears to be.
Appears to be.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Pratyeta.
Pratyeta.
Appears to be.
Appears to be.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Atmani.
Atmani.
In relation to me.
In relation to me.
Tat.
That.
Vidya,
you must know.
Atmanaha,
my.
Mayam,
illusory energy.
Yatha,
just as.
Abhasha,
the reflection.
Yatha,
as.
Tamaha,
the darkness.
Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O Brahma, what appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. Please repeat after me. O Brahma, what appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy. That reflection which appears to be in darkness. So everyone understood the meaning?
সকলে বুঝেছ অর্থ? ঠিক আছে, বাংলায় বলো তো। ওকে, সীতানাথ, বাংলা অর্থটা কি?
যেটি ভগবানের সঙ্গে ব্রহ্মা বল, ভগবান ব্রহ্মাকে বলছেন, যেটা আমার সঙ্গে কোন সম্পর্ক নেই, সেটা মূল্যবান হলো, তার কোন অর্থ নেই, সেটি হচ্ছে মায়া।
আর মায়াটা কি? যথা ভাষ্য যথা তামা,
অন্ধকারে
প্রতিবিম্বের মত। শ্যামকুন্ডন, ইউ আন্ডারস্টুড? ওকে, ভেরি গুড, এভরি ওয়ান আন্ডারস্টুড? তুমি বুঝেছ? তুমি উড়িয়াতে বলো। অন্ধকারে ছায়া প্রতিবিম্বের মতো বা ছায়ার মতো, এটা উড়িয়ে হলো না, বাংলা হলো। ওকে, ভেরি গুড। পারপোর্ট বাই শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। In the previous verse, it has already been concluded that in any stage of the cosmic manifestation, its appearance, its sustenance, its growth, its interactions of different energies, its deterioration and its disappearance, all has its basic relation with the existence of the personality of Godhead. So previous verse discussed what? Previous verse, what is the meaning of the, what did Krishna tell Brahma in the previous verse? That before the creation I was there. When things are manifest, they are being sustained by me, and when everything will become annihilated, then also I will be there. So Prabhupada in the purport is pointing out that in the previous verse it has already been concluded that in any stage of cosmic manifestation, the cosmic manifestation has, Prabhupada is pointing out, cosmic manifestation with its six aspects. Its appearance, creation, its sustenance, its growth, its interaction of different energies, its deterioration, and its disappearance. So on this, isn't this what happens in material existence? It appears, it sustains, it grows, it interacts with different energies, it deteriorates, and then it disappears. Right? So these are actually the six symptoms of life. In life, there what Prabhupada is pointing out, that it's interaction of different energies in life, that is reproduction. All has its basic relation with the existence of the personality of Godhead. It has its basic relation, everything is existing in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now if it is devoid of that relationship, then its existence becomes meaningless. But if it is in relation to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is meaningful. That is the difference between Maya and reality. Avidya and Vastava. Beddam Vastavam Atravastu. What is the Vastavam Atravastu? That is in relationship with Krishna. That is Vastavam Atravastu. And if it is without relationship with Krishna, then it is Avidya or Atmano Maya. All has its basic relation with the existence of personality of Godhead. And as such, whenever there is forgetfulness of this prime relation with the Lord, and whenever things are accepted as real without being related to the Lord, that conception is called a product of the illusory energy of the Lord. Because nothing can exist without the Lord, it should be known that the illusory energy is also an energy of the Lord. Because nothing can exist without the Lord, then we have to understand that the illusory energy also, Maya also, is an energy of the Lord. Maya is not without the Lord. Maya is also the energy of the Lord. Maya is Krishna Dashi. Maya is the maidservant of Krishna. Who is Maya? Maya is Mahamaya. When you speak of Maya, there are two Mayas, Yogamaya and Mahamaya. When you speak about Maya, we generally speak about Mahamaya, the illusory energy of this material nature. And that Maya, Mahamaya, is manifest in the form of Durga, Kali, Annapurna, Jagatantri, Chandi, Chamunda, etc. So they all are Krishna Dasi, they are maidservants of Krishna. Maya is Krishna's maidservant. Maya is Krishna's external energy. It's illusory. Why it's illusory? Because it bewilders us. It puts us into illusion. But Maya cannot put Krishna in illusion. That is the misconception that the Mayavadis have. They think that the Maya bewilders or illusions the Supreme Personality of Godhead also. They actually don't have any understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to them, everything is Brahma. Everything is Brahma. There is no Param Ishwar or Bhagavan. Everything is Brahma. When Brahma is influenced by ignorance and passion, then Brahma is Jiva. And when Brahma is under the influence of mode of goodness, then it is Narayan. So their understanding is that Jiva becomes Narayan. A Jiva becomes Narayan. That is the misconception. But then Narayan will become Brahman. When Narayan will become free from even the mode of goodness, then he will become Brahman. So they are jivas under the influence of the mode of ignorance and passion. Mainly passion. And then when they transcend the mode of ignorance and passion and come to the mode of goodness, then who becomes, what happens to the jivas? Aniruddha?
Narayan.
Jivas become Narayan. And that's why they call each other Narayan. Or Daridra Narayan. The hodgepodge philosophy. So they become, jivas will become Narayan. Everybody will become Narayan. You just transcend the mode of ignorance and passion. Come to the mode of goodness. Become a sannyasi. Your sannyasi is in the mode of goodness, supposed to be. So when they are in the mode of goodness, then they are Narayan. And when they will transcend that mode also, then they will become Brahman. Whereas, what is the difference between Mayavad philosophy and our philosophy? Okay, let us hear. What is the difference between Mayavad philosophy and Vaishnav philosophy? Okay, Aniruddha.
Vaishnav philosophy is jiva or jiva. He cannot become the Narayana or the Brahman.
Only that?
Part of parcel of the God.
Parcel, what is parcel, part and parcel of the God? What is the God?
Krishna.
God is God, not the God. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. But God is God, not the God or the God. You understand? This article, the, doesn't come in front of God. But when he is identified as the Supreme, as there is an adjective that's Supreme, then there is a the. Okay, and jiva is part and parcel of God. Okay, is Vaishnava philosophy dealing only with jiva and God? Okay, Prema Bhakti, what is the essence of Vaishnava philosophy?
Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is our creator, our father, our...
Okay. Yes. That is Mahaprabhu's, but the general Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava philosophy has different siddhantas. That is Vishishtha Daitavad, Daita Daitavad. And finally it is Achinta Bhedavetata. Okay, general Vaishnava philosophy, let's try to understand. The Vedanta Sutra, or this ultimate conclusion of the Vedas, basically deal with the three things. Those three aspects are jiva, prakriti and Ishvara. According to the Vaishnava understanding, all three are nitya. Whereas the Mayavad is saying only Brahma is nitya and everything else, jiva and prakriti and Ishvara also is anitya. Ishwar, jiva and prakriti. According to Maya, Mayavad, they all are anitya and they will all become Brahman. And when they become Brahman, then they will become nothing. They won't have any form, they won't have any quality, they won't have any attribute, they won't have any variegatedness. But according to Vaishnava understanding, Ishwar is nitya, jiva is nitya, and also prakriti is nitya. Even jara prakriti is nitya. But prakriti has two stages, bhakta and abhakta, manifest and unmanifest. Prakriti remains, but at some point prakriti is manifest, and at some other point prakriti is unmanifest. Bhakta, abhakta. That is prakriti. And jiva also has two stages. Mukta and Baddha. When the jivas are separated from Krishna, then jivas are Baddha. Baddha in this prakriti. When the jivas are connected to Krishna, then jivas are mukta. And Ishvara is the supreme. He is the supreme creator, maintainer and annihilator. That is Ishvara. It is he who creates, it is he who maintains, and it is he by whose cause, by whose will it becomes annihilated. And it further explains that Mahavishnu glances to the material nature becomes manifest. Material nature is created. When Krishna withdraws his glance, when Mahavishnu withdraws his glance from Maya, then material nature becomes unmanifest. It becomes destroyed. And then, although Jiva and Ishvara is both are Nitya, Nitya Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam, Eko Bohunam, Jo Vidadhati Kaman. So there are two types of Nityas and Chetanas. One is the Supreme Chetan and Supreme Nitya, and the others are relative Nityas and relative Chetan. And what is the relative? What is the relation? When they are connected to Krishna, then they are Nitya and Chetan. But when they become separated from Krishna, then they become subjected to the material nature. They develop a false identity. That false identity is Anitya. That body is Anitya, but the soul is Nitya. That is the thing that has been very, very simply and in a sublime way have been explained in Bhagavad Gita. What did Krishna establish in Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is establishing in Bhagavad Gita that the jivas, the spirit souls are eternal. Nainam chinnanti shastrani, nainam dahuti pavaka, na chainam kledayanta appo, nayam shoshayati maruta. Ajo nitta shashata ayam purana, na hannate hannamane shariru. Achyedda ayam adajya ayam akledda ashasya evacha. So that is the identity of the spirit soul. And Prakriti, what is Prakriti? Bhinna Prakriti Ashtadha Bhumirapo Analobayu Khang Manobuddhi Revacha Ahankara Itiyangme Bhinna Prakriti Ashtadha. And Aparaya Mutastannam Prakriti Vidhime Param Jiva Bhutang Mahavaho Jajedang Dharyati Jagat. That is the identity of Prakriti. And who is Ishvara? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante maam budha bhava samandita. And then Krishna adds two other things in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna deals with two other aspects. These are the three. Prakriti, Jeev, Ishvara. And two other things are karma and kala. So these are the five things that are dealt, five aspects that are dealt with in Bhagavad Gita. And then what is the final instruction? What should a jiva do? Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. The jiva must surrender to Ishvara. That is the ultimate conclusion. When a jiva does that, when a jiva becomes surrendered to the Supreme, then the jiva becomes free from the material bondage. Aham tuang sarva papibhyo mokshayishyami mahasucha. Is it difficult to understand? No, it's such a simple understanding. But if you come up with some other conclusion, other theory, the jivas will become Ishvara. Such a big, difficult job. Right? You have to become creator. You have to become maintainer. And you have to become destroyer. Yeah, you can destroy very well. But to create, create an universe, create a sun, create a moon. Can you do that? Who can do that? Try to do that, what will happen? You'll break your back. Right? Even by trying, you are going to break your back. Life will become so miserable. That's why, klesho adhikatarastesham abhyakta shakta chetasham. Those who are pursuing abhyakta chetasham, what will happen? Klesho adhikatara. They will invite more and more difficulties for themselves. So what do you want? Do you want klesha or do you want ananda? So if you want klesha, then try to become God. But if you want ananda, then surrender to God. What will you do? Very good. And how many of you did that? And are you experiencing ananda?
Yes.
By doing that? At least life has become a lot easier than it used to be before. The right conclusion of devotion, of dovetailing everything in relationship with the Lord, is called Yogamaya. What is the difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya? When we try to compete with Krishna, when we try to become Krishna, then we come under Mahamaya. But when we try to dovetail everything to Krishna, when you become surrendered to Krishna, then we come under Yogamaya. It is something like the Yogamaya and Mahamaya has been described as, sometimes the Yogamaya, about this Maya, the example has given is that of a policeman. The same policeman, to a thief, the policeman is, to a criminal, the policeman is very frightening. But to a good citizen, the policeman is a source of assurance, safety. Oh, police is here, so I don't have to worry. Police is here. Policeman is here, so I don't have to worry. Good man, doesn't a good man think like that? If the police is here, I am safe. But to a thief, the same policeman, oh look, this policeman is here. So I can do my business properly if he catches me. And when the police catches the thief, what does he do? He has a danda in his hand. And he beats him up with that. But to a good man, policeman says, come, I'll escort you to the king. A person who is surrendered to the king, the policeman escorts him to the king. That is the difference between Mahamaya and Yogamaya. When we are averse to Krishna, Maya is punishing us. When we are surrendered to Krishna, Maya will take us to Krishna. So when Prabhupada is pointing out here, the right conclusion of dovetailing everything in relation with the Lord is called Yogamaya, or the energy of union. And the wrong conception of detaching a thing from its relationship with the Lord is called the Lord's Daivi Maya or Mahamaya. Both the Mayas also have connection with the Lord, because nothing can exist without being related to Him. As such, the wrong conception of detaching relationship from the Lord is not false, but illusory. Misconceiving one thing for another thing is called illusion. For example, accepting a rope as a snake is illusion, but the rope is not false. The rope as it exists in the front of the illusion person is not at all false, but the acceptance is illusory. Therefore, the wrong conception of accepting this material manifestation as being divorced from the energy of the Lord is illusion. But it is not false. So nothing is false. Like the Mayavadis say, Brahma Satya Jagan Mitha. Jagat Mitha. False. But no, Jagat is not Mitha. Jagat is illusory. Jagat is Maya. The rope is not false. Rope is real. But to think the rope to be snake is false. Rope as rope is real. But to mistake a rope to be snake is false. is illusion, not false, is illusion. Therefore, the wrong conception of accepting the material manifestation as being divorced from the energy of the Lord is illusion, but it is not false. And this illusory conception is called the reflection of the reality in the darkness of ignorance. Anything that appears as apparently not being produced of my energy is called Maya. The conception that the living entity is formless or that the Supreme Lord is formless is also illusion. In the Bhagavad Gita 2.12, it was said by the Lord in the midst of the battlefield of the warriors standing in front of Arjuna. Arjuna himself and even the Lord had all existed before. They were existing on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and they would all continue to be individual personalities in the future also. Even after annihilation of the present body and even after being liberated from the bondage of material existence. What did Krishna tell Arjuna? Natvibaham jatu nasam na tvam neme janadhipa na bhuya na bhavishyama sarve sarve vayam atatparam sarve vayam atatparam. So we are here and we will continue to be individual. Krishna will continue to remain as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna will continue to remain as the spirit soul that he is. Duryodhan, Dushasan, Karna, Kripa, Bhishma, Drona, all of them will continue to exist. May not be in this present body, but in another body, they all will continue to, either material body or spiritual body, they all will continue to exist. In all circumstances, the Lord and the living entities are individual personalities, and the personal features of both the Lord and living beings are never abolished. Only the influence of the illusory energy, the reflection of light in darkness, can, by the mercy of the Lord, be removed. In the material world, the light of the sun is also not independent, nor is that of the moon. The real source of light is the Brahma Jyoti, which diffuses light from the transcendental body of the Lord. And the same light is reflected in varieties of light, the light of the sun, the light of the moon, the light of fire, or the light of electricity. So the identity of the self as being unconnected with the Supreme Self, the Lord, is also illusion, and the false claim, I am the Supreme, is the last illusory snare of the same Maya, or the external energy of the Lord. The Vedanta Sutra in the very beginning affirms that everything is born from the Supreme, and thus, as explained in the previous verse, all individual living entities are born from the energy of the Supreme Living Being, the Personality of Godhead. Brahma himself was born from the energy of the Lord, and all other living entities are born from the energy of the Lord through the energy of Brahma. None of them has any existence without being dovetailed with the Supreme Lord. The independence of the individual living entity is not real independence, but is just a reflection of the real independence existing in the Supreme Being, the Lord. The false claim of supreme independence by the conditioned soul is illusion, and this conclusion is admitted in this verse. Very important point. The false claim of supreme independence by the conditioned soul is illusion. When an individual soul, a spirit soul, tries to claim his independence, that is illusion. And the conclusion is, admitted in this verse. Persons with a poor fund of knowledge become illusioned, and therefore the so-called scientists, psychologists, empiric philosophers, etc. become dazzled by the glaring reflection of the sun, moon, electricity, etc. and deny the existence of the Supreme Lord, putting forward theories and different speculations about the creation, maintenance and annihilation of everything material. They come up with a false theory, a wrong theory. That is the problem with the scientists, the philosophers, the psychologists, the psychiatrists, empiric philosophers, they all are illusioned in this way. And what they are trying to do? Instead of seeing that everything is in seeing everything in relation to Krishna, they are trying to derive some concocted misconceptions. Isn't it simple to understand? Krishna glanced, Mahavishnu glanced towards the material nature became manifest. And then gradually, the whole creation came as a result of the combination of the elements and the modes of material nature. Mahatattva Pradhan, Ahankar, demigods, in mode of goodness they are manifesting some in something, in the mode of passion they are becoming manifest in some other way, in the mode of ignorance they are manifesting in some other way. So this is how the material nature is has become created. And at the very beginning we accept the fact that Krishna's Shakti is Achinta. Krishna's Shakti is Achinta, inconceivable. Therefore Krishna can glance towards the material nature and the material nature become manifest. Just by his glance. Bible also admits that. God said, let there be light, and there was light. That's his Achinta Shakti. He simply says, let there be light, and there was light. He simply wills, he simply wishes, and things happen. And that's why he's God. But if people try to derive some other meaning, then that will be difficult. And that confuses them as well as that confuses everybody else. But in the process they make some money. That's about all the scientists and philosophers are doing. They're bluffing everybody and gaining some name and fame and quick buck. That's what they're doing. They know that they're bluffing. They're lying. Prabhupada called their bluffs. When they claimed that they went to moon, the whole world was bouncing with that achievement. Prabhupada said, no, they didn't go to moon. They didn't go to moon. Prabhupada was in London. Prabhupada was having a massage. That there was a TV set at the back. Prabhupada was not even seeing that, but the devotees were watching the TV, man landing in moon. And Prabhupada didn't even look at them, look at the TV. Prabhupada said, no, they didn't go to moon. And today, 43% of the Americans believe that they don't go to, they didn't go to moon. They call it a bluff. Those days in the 60s, when they claimed the moon landing, what they were claiming, that by the turn of the century, that is by 2000, they will set up a colony in moon. They were even selling land in moon. They'll set up a colony, we'll go and we'll set up a colony in moon. But now what happened? They don't talk about that. They say the moon is not good enough. Now we have to go to Mars. So this is their bluff. And so many ideas, so many things have been revealed already. Like people are seeing that, how it was just projection of a movie. Just they take movies, they have projected that. There are so many things, like they saw people moving the shadow. Where is the other person moving there? Why is the shadow coming in there? And there are so many other theories that are actually proving that it's a lie. One of the thing is that they have ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. Like one from one continent, they can send another, or they can send another rocket or missile. But they have to give 50 or 100 miles radius where it will land. They can't say if they send a missile from America to land on Delhi, they won't be able to actually pinpoint on exactly what point it would land. They will land within the radius of 50 miles, something like that, a huge area. But when they landed in the moon, moon is full of craters, moon is full of holes. But when the spaceship landed, it didn't land on a hole. It landed in exactly the place where it is, even surface. Anyway, so many things are being revealed now, the cheating of this system, the government system, which is monitoring these so-called scientists. It's all a bunch of cheating going on. And that is natural. The age of Kali is the age of cheaters and the cheated. The bigger cheater you are, the more successful you'll be. Therefore, the safest course to take is just take shelter of Krishna. Okay, so I'll stop here. We'll continue this purport tomorrow also. Prabhupada will have quite a long purport. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question? Yes.
Three things: Jiva, Isha and Prakriti, all are eternal. But in the spiritual world, what is the existence of Prakriti? They are also, they can speak. Then what is the difference between?
The difference is this Prakriti is Jara Prakriti, inferior energy, and that is Para Prakriti, superior energy. This is inert Prakriti, that is conscious Prakriti.
What is the difference between that Prakriti and Jiva in spiritual world?
They are muktas. They are Krishna's eternal servants. They are eternally liberated associates of Krishna or Narayan. That's the difference.
In spiritual world, Prakriti and Jiva, what is the difference? Everybody can speak.
There are also Prakritis there, and Mukta Jiva, and there is Para Prakriti, Chetan Prakriti.
There is no inferiority.
Chit Jagat. Chetan Jagat. There everything is Chetan. Here this is Jara Jagat. Everything is Jara. Because of the Jivas, there is consciousness in this nature. Otherwise this nature would be Jara, inert. Right? Only the presence of the soul is causing some Chaitanya in this world. Chetana, consciousness in this world. Right? Whereas in that world, everything is Chetan. Nothing is Jara there. Everything is Chetan. They have their forms. They are different forms. There, say for example, a glass is there. The glass is also conscious. Only thing is that glass as a glass is doing its duty. It's just standing there with the water, waiting for Krishna to pick it up and drink from it. But sometimes the glass can move, if the glass wants. Like there is one anecdote that the pillow in Krishna's bed was very disappointed. They always stay at Krishna's head, I never get a chance to serve Krishna's lotus feet. So one day, the pillow just moved towards Krishna's feet. And so that is how everything there is conscious. Everything there is conscious. Jamuna, the river, is conscious. The waves are conscious. What do they do? When Krishna jumps into the water in Jamuna, the waves become ecstatic and they rush to embrace Krishna. The earth, when Krishna puts his steps on the earth, it begins to dance with joy. I'm so happy, now my existence is fulfilled. The trees, they're waiting. When will Krishna come to the forest? And when Krishna, they see Krishna, when Krishna comes, they become so joyful that immediately all the tree becomes full of flowers and full of fruits. That is the spiritual sky. There everything is conscious. And everything is ecstatic. Here everything is static, there everything is ecstatic.
Maharaj, one more clarification. What happens in the heavenly planets? Because it is neither jada like this nor chit like that.
It is the upper region of the material nature. Their things are not as gross, but not fully spiritual. It is like, you know, in a prison house, the upper grades of prison condition may be nicer, but it's not being in free state. They may have certain facilities, but not like being completely.
So it's not fully para or fully jada?
It is jada. Heavenly planets are jada. The upper planetary systems, all the way up to Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, it's all jara. But beyond that is Brahma Jyoti, Biraja Brahma Jyoti.
They have longer life, their beauty doesn't reduce.
That's right, yeah, right.
And the healthy don't fall sick.
Right, right. But even then, when the demons come, they get a big bashing from them.
They have anxiety.
They have anxiety, they get beaten up also.
Then you have to explain what is demons' prakriti. Demons can.
Demons also, sometimes, they are powerful individuals. And that power actually comes not from their spiritual potency. But it comes from their austerities and penances. Acquired piety. Whereas a devotee, his is inherited piety. Like being the son of a rich man. You don't have to go to work in an office. Just as a son of a rich man, you're a millionaire. So that's a devotee. Just by being connected to Krishna, we have inherited our spiritual rights. Whereas the materialistic people, they through austerities and penances, like, you know, a person struggles so hard to get admitted in IIT, right? He gets, and then for 6-7 years he slogs like a dog to get some degree. Then he goes and licks somebody's boot to get a job and get some nice salary. Whereas a rich man's son, he doesn't have to worry about that. Just by being the rich man's son, he has inherited his millions.
That explains the Western science struggling to find out research and all that.
Right.
Whereas
yeah.
We get the descending.
Right, exactly. The descending. That is
inherited.
Right. We didn't have to go to a research laboratory and struggle for 25 years to find something.
And yet they can't shabda, get anything. Shabda after hard research, they just can't get anything.
Yeah, get kicks of Maya. They get something. They get kicked by Maya real hard. Thank you. Sitaram?
Alright, we always talk about the Chaturshloki, but post Brahma Samhita, there's the Pancha Shloki as well. So So it's the five shlokas Krishna answers Brahma after his realizations. So it's actually nine shlokas altogether. Because the first, you know, is pre-Brahma's realization. Krishna gives him the Vedic seed for the four shlokas. And after Brahma's realization, with Brahma Samhita spoken, Krishna answers him with five shlokas.
Okay, no, that is different. Like, you see, that is Krishna in five shlokas. He explains what, I mean, the conclusion of Brahma's realization. Right? Brahma, Krishna gave the, after he saw, Krishna gave the answer. You know, Krishna instructed him. But that doesn't make it the Panchashloki Bhagavat. Right? This Chatushloki Bhagavat is, Krishna gave these four verses, four shlokas, through four shlokas, he gave the absolute knowledge. Right? Krishna, Brahma just heard these four shlokas, it was clear to Brahma. Right? And then what came out of that as a realization of this wisdom, that is manifested in Bhagavatam. Whereas that five verses in Brahma Samhita at the end is Krishna instructed Brahma, actually, which is also very similar to Krishna's instruction to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita.
Which shlokas are there?
At the end of Brahma Samhita.
Any one you
wrote? One verse is similar to Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Braj. The same verse in spoken in a different way.
So five verses means when we chant Govinda
Madhupurusham. No. That's at the end of Brahma Samhita. Again, we can discuss that. Just get the Brahma Samhita. We can discuss that actually.
Krishna, one verse says, "O Vidhi, understand that I am the seed giving." Krishna refers to it as Vidhi. "O Vidhi, I am the seed giving."
You see, ultimate knowledge is the same.
Yeah.
Whether it comes in one verse, or four verses, or five verses, or 5,000 verses. Right? The ultimate conclusion remains the same. It's never changing. Okay. So it is starting from verse. You see, 56 verses, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha. That is where we generally end. But after that it is coming. Atho Vacho Mahavishnur Bhagavantang Prajapatim Brahman Mahatta Vigyane Prajasarge Chachenmati Panchashlokam Imang Vidyang Vatsa Datyang Nibodhame. In this five verse, on hearing these hymns containing the essence of the truth, the Supreme Lord Krishna said to Brahma, "Brahma, if you experience the inclination to create offsprings by being endowed with the real knowledge of the glory of Godhead, listen, my beloved, from me to this sign set forth in the following five shlokas." So that is what he is saying. So I'll just read. Let me read the Sanskrit also. Prabriddhe jnano bhakti bhyam atman nannan achinmai udetanu tama bhaktir bhagavat prema lakshana. When the pure spiritual experience is excited by means of cognition and service, bhakti, super excellent unalloyed devotion characterized by love for Godhead, is awakened towards Krishna, the beloved of all souls. Pramanais tat sadacharais tadabhyasai tadarbhais nirantaram bodhayan atmanatmanam bhaktim upputtamam labhet. The highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by method of constant endeavor for self-realization, with the help of spiritual evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. Jasya Shriyaskaram Nasti, Jaya Nibritti Atma Apnuyat, Ya Sadhayati Mameva, Bhaktin Tameva Sadhayet. These preliminary practices of devotion, sadhana bhakti, are conducive to the realization of loving devotion. Then whom there is no superior well-being, who goes hand in hand with attainment of exclusive state of supreme bliss, and who can lead to myself. Then the fourth one is dharmanannan parittajyam mamekam bhaja vishyashan. Jadrishi jadrishi shraddha siddhir bhavati tadrishi. Kurvan nirantaram karma loko ayam anuvartate tenaiva karmana dhayan mang parang bhakti michyati. Abandoning all meritorious performances, serve me with faith. The realization will correspond to the nature of one's faith. The people of the world act ceaselessly in pursuance of same ideal. By meditating on me by means of these deeds, one will obtain devotion characterized by love in the shape of the Supreme Service. Aham hi viśvasya charācarasya bijaṁ pradhānaṁ prakṛtiṁ pumāṁśca mayā hītaṁ teja idaṁ bibharṣi bidhe bidhehi tamatho jaganti. Listen, O Bidhi, I am the seed that is the fundamental principle of this world of animate and inanimate objects. I am Pradhan, the substance of matter. I am Prakriti, material cause, and I am Purusha, efficient cause. This fiery energy that belongs specially to the Brahman, that inheres in you, has also been conferred by me. It is by bearing this fiery energy that you regulate this phenomenal world of animate and inanimate objects. So these are the five verses that Krishna concludes after Brahma Samhita, after Brahma offered his prayer. So the difference is, it's actually a good point that you came up with, Sitaram. You see, if you see, then Chatushloki expanded into Bhagavad. Bhagavad converged into Brahma Samhita. Actually, essence of Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhita. And then those four verses have been presented in these five verses as a conclusion of the system. So where it began, it ended. And you know what is the ultimate conclusion? Actually, everything began with Om or Gayatri. Right? And then it converged into the Vedas, and ultimately, you know, like it, you know, after expanding into the entire Vedas, then it ultimately converged into Srimad Bhagavatam. Then from Srimad Bhagavatam it converged into Brahma Samhita. And from Brahma Samhita it converged into this. And then, you know, what is the final convergence? Final conclusion? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
So that pranav, Om, which is the beginning, after every all the expansions, it ends with Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that is the ultimate seed. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.